Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
This is breaking news, people.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I
thought it was just me being super busy all day and not having heard.
I think earlier, like when I got out of work even, it said like the earlier, at least late afternoon, said their jury is now in deliberations.
Oh, yeah. It says in less than 3 hours.
There you go. So what's so this, 7 o'clock? Was, so 4:30-ish?
Yeah. Yeah. Jury reaches guilty verdict in Alex Murdaugh double murder trial.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah. So he's going away for a while.
See you, buddy.
They don't believe you're a line of poop.
Yeah, he's every part of that guy's life seemed like bullshit. Like he was swindling and drug addict and just all kinds of stuff. Like he was taking money from clients allegedly.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like he was a very good dude.
No, but goddamn, how do you fucking shoot your wife and kid? You disgusting creep.
And it sounded like his other son is like him. He seems like he's another wacko kid.
Yeah, I don't know that, but he testified for him.
Right.
So I don't know.
Me neither. Anyways, welcome everyone. Thank you for coming and listening. With us.
Welcome to the breaking news segment. Welcome back, people. Here we go again. Another week.
Yep.
It's been an eventful week if you've been following along with our lives.
No new travesties.
Yeah, or what's a different word? Travesty. I guess we'll go with travesty. No new I issues. Guess.
Issues?
Yeah.
Problems?
Problemas, as they say.
Oh, yeah. There was mucho problemas.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
Yeah, I still don't have a car, but, you know, working on that.
That hasn't even been a thought in our minds to try and get that. We've been scrambling to get money for this fucking roof.
Yeah. But we're going to have a roof soon.
Well, yeah. We're going to have a money
for those of you that have been following along for months and months now, update, the dishwasher is still not fixed.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It works perfectly fine. It doesn't leak. It doesn't...
We don't know that because I've only been doing the quick wash because I'm afraid of repercussions.
Oh, good. Then you use less water. It's environmentally friendly. What just fell on my foot? What did you just drop?
This guy is falling.
What the fuck was that? Last episode, you were all about weird feet shit, too, and you just dropped something on my foot, you creep.
I didn't drop anything on your foot.
What was that?
My glasses fell, and your foot just happens to be completely extended into my area.
Jesus Christ.
This is my personal space. Your appendages are impeding upon.
Unbelievable.
Just saying.
Unbelievable.
God.
Oh, yeah, it's funny with all that stuff going on. I finally talked to my parents. Not that, that sounds like I never talked to my parents. I hadn't talked to them like a week and a half, maybe. So they didn't know about like the roof and your car. You know, two of those little things.
Yeah. But
I was telling them all about everything going on, you know, we're talking, and of course my dad's advice is, well, you know, just go to church and pray, and God, I'm like, come on, dude. This is not an anti-God thing, people, if it's your thing. Listen, but I'm silly, so I'm like, you want me to go to the place where they want me to tithe them money, so I'm complaining about how little money I have. You want me to go give donations to the church? Not only that. Every reason that I need a roof is God made. Rain, wind, snow. I'm protecting myself from the shit that he's creating. I'm not going to pray. Just stop, dude. We've had enough. It's enough. You're testing
us. He created that person at the insurance company that said we need a new roof.
Yeah, you created that asshole, too. Jesus. No, well, not you, Jesus, but you know what I mean.
Jesus, can you talk to your dad for
Jesus,
us?
Jesus, can you just come on, old man?
Put in a word. Give us a break.
Oh, man. But yeah, so my dad's advice was that, which is fine. He's an old man. He goes to church a lot and prays.
Yes, but so does my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, is it, you know, you get to a certain stage of life and you got to come to grips with, you know, I guess like your days might be numbered and you kind of, I think a lot of people in their older years kind of feel, you know, a little more pull.
Yeah? Do you think that old guy that always pulls into the church parking lot at like 6:36 over here when I'm running, that has never seen me?
He's not focused
he's
on you.
He's trying to end my life. He's like, if I take one now, does that mean I get to live longer?
I'll send you somebody else, okay? Yeah, just leave me here.
And I'm a small dude, and he's a big fat dude, so it'll be perfect. It's like double the person. You're good. Yeah, that dude never sees me. Even I think I've told you this before, but even like if I'm already past turning onto Seneca from Mill and he's getting ready to turn right, he'll like drive into the fucking shoulder. And like, I'm like, dude, he's a menace. He's a church going menace.
And he probably only lives like three houses down something, right?
Freaking goofball.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, that's that. I can't wait. We're going to get a roof someday.
Someday.
Although I haven't heard from the roofing company since, and that's fine. I'm kidding. They don't need to contact me at all. I talked to them. We're good.
Yeah.
New roof, new website coming.
Yes, new website coming.
Listen.
Yeah, we're taking the truck to get fixed tomorrow. We can add that to our list.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. We need that. Hang on, wait. Yeah, I might need to pray, actually, because that's... dear Jesus, please don't let my truck cost too much to get fixed. Is it still super loud? I haven't driven it in a couple days. Yeah. Louder? Is it louder?
I don't know that it's louder, but there's definitely an issue, exhaust issue.
Yeah, for sure. It just, like, showed up, too, which is weird. Just that Monday, we're like, what the hell?
Right, so just, just when we're down to one vehicle, because mine took a dump.
And it's overdue for the inspection, so we're driving around in a loud truck that says a February inspection sticker on it.
This is our life, people. We're just winging it every day.
I swear to God, we're not college kids, dumb college kids.
I know, right?
But
I feel that way sometimes.
Speaking of that, though, you know what? I had ramen for dinner.
Oh, my God. This is what happens when I leave you on your own for dinner.
I had ramen.
Oh, my God.
So I'm a little bit of college, a little bit of adult. That's a good Donnie and Marie song right there. Aren't they a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll? Wasn't that them?
How old are you?
I am 51. We just talked about this because my birthday was not quite even. I don't know. I was trying to think of some colonial fancy term for 3 weeks, but all I could think of was four.
A third night?
A third night to go minus the eve. Yeah.
It was 3/4 moons ago.
Remember when there's a big fire in the field? That was my birthday. All right. I'll write that down for next year.
Yeah.
Every time he sees a fire in the field, he's like, dude, it's your birthday. No, you don't get it, man. Abraham.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, the new website is what I was talking about. So we're going to actually keep that updated and make it official. It is ihateyoupodcast.com.
What was that?
ihateyoupodcast.com.
Not .net, not .org.
This is not melvintuttle.org. Listen, here's an issue, though. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you not to do it, and you may do it. You and anybody listening, don't go to ihateyou.com, because that's the website, the domain I wanted.
Who's the bastard that is it?
There's some dude that is raving for years about anti-Semitism.
Oh.
It's like a lunatic's domain.
Now I'm kind of,
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you not to do it, but you're going to end up doing it. ihateyou.com is nutso about some people being, I think TV stations or something being anti-Semitic. So I didn't want to, because you can, through GoDaddy, for example, other places too, you can go and, if there's a domain that you want, they will broker or attempt to broker a deal to buy it from whoever owns it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, I'm not touching that.
Ooh.
So ihateyoupodcast.com
is
where you want to go. And it's in the process of getting updated. So some of it's there, but you can listen to the latest episodes now there. We're updating all the pictures and crap. So it's really a work in progress right now if you look at it.
Yeah.
But
still, come check us out. You can check down the progress. See what's different.
There's links on there. There's links to 8 different places where you can listen to our podcast between Spotify, Amazon, TuneIn, iHeart, all that shit. But I wanted to get the site going up and now because we have been lacking and slacking on that, man.
Yeah, we're going to start turning it up a notch.
Not ihateyou.com, people.
No.
I can't emphasize that enough.
Don't go there.
But don't.
Don't do it. Usually,
but
when you tell me
don't
do something, I usually do it.
Listen.
And if you tell me to do something, I usually don't.
Here's what I want you to do, people.
But this sounds like a good, legit.
Go to Bing.com.
Google.
Go to Safe Search. Turn that off. Go to www.ihateyou.com.
Don't do any of that.
And you can see this crazy person.
Unless, of course, you are one of those crazy people.
Yeah,
that are into that kind of stuff, then I don't really care.
I honestly wish our name wasn't that close to that website name. But anyway.
I was going to say that. That kind of makes me nervous.
It's really just weird. Looks like it hasn't been updated in 10 years either. It's just bonkers. Yeah. So that's that.
Oh, boy. Good thing he's not on, trying to post that stuff on Twitter or...
He might be. I don't know.
Maybe.
I didn't look for a Twitter handle on the guy. I was just like... Ugh.
And any of those other regulated.
What? Regulated? What?
Twitter? Yeah, social media places, that they don't allow that kind of stuff.
I know.
Just saying.
They're getting better.
So you almost got swindled this weekend.
Who did what?
You almost got swindled.
I did not almost get swindled.
You almost got swindled.
How did I almost get swindled?
Because we paid for parking and the parking people still gave us a freaking ticket.
Right? I paid online when we were literally in the truck in the lot.
Yeah, we went to the Sabres game this weekend. Said, awesome game, by
it
the way, peeps.
Literally said, thanks, you're all set.
Yeah.
And then I got there was a freaking violation on our truck. What the hell?
I don't know.
Fuckers.
You know what? I bet that parking company makes a lot of money that way.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I bet a lot of people either forget to follow up or just don't want to be bothered. So they're like, whatever, I'll just pay for it.
I don't know. I'm not going down without a fight.
No. So they're trying to double, you know, say double
even
pay.
Even more, because I paid like $12.35 and it was like $15 on the violation. Doubles, right? Right.
Scumbags.
Probably the same person.
Don't be
that
scumbags,
has
people.
Same maybe. Person owns that parking place.
Maybe.
There's that huge, ooh, sad, actually. It's sad, and sad for me to kind of joke about it. I'm not going to joke about it. I'm going to joke about something said about it, but that fire in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
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 Scary firefighter died.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It's really sad. He was a young guy. I mean, not that it makes a difference, but I mean, I guess there's just always something a little bit, you know, a little more heartfelt, a little bit sadder. I mean, when it was a young guy, you know, he's kind of like a 3-year-old child and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You just kind of really feel for that family.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does. Rest in peace.
Protecting the public and pass away. Yeah, rest in peace. Last name Arns, was it? Arns?
No, it was Arno,
that's right.
Yeah. So
yeah, but so I saw somebody I'm friends with on Facebook posted just like, wow, DC Theatrics. You know, I used to go there and buy like outfits for my band or something like that, right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And that was what the post was. And so...
Okay.
I'm not laughing about the fire. I'm laughing. Somebody that he's a friend with on Facebook, I don't know who this person is, responded saying, another case of Amazon crushing the little guy.
Oh, my God.
He assumed DC Theatrics was like being like run out of business. Because,
oh, my God.
But I still think it's the best response even. There's a fire like, I am a fucking Amazon.
Amazon started it.
Won't let the little guy succeed. I see how it goes. It's still my favorite response to that.
Oh my god,
the place on fire in his eyes. Amazon crushing the little guy.
Oh boy. It's funny that you said that though, because I did actually rent something from there once.
A car?
From DC Theatrics?
I don't know what they rent.
No.
I know what they rent.
You know what they rent.
You rented a costume.
I did.
And you were what?
I was the Wicked Witch of the West my senior year of high school.
And you had to rent it from there? You couldn't have gone to like Rite Aid and gotten the like witch in a bag?
Dude, this was a long time ago. They didn't have costumes like that. There wasn't even a Rite Aid back then. I think there might have been.
Sorry, Phase?
Yeah, there might have been a Phase, maybe
Vicks?
Eckert. Vicks? I don't know.
What was that other one? Was there one called like Freddy's? Or
I think so.
Freddy's bought by Vicks?
Maybe. I don't know.
If you're a drugstore historian, please write in. Let us know.
Either way, those kind of costumes weren't. And I needed a good costume. So it was a really good classic Wicked Witch of the West.
Congrats.
I was an incredible Wicked Witch, by the way. Scared the crap out of those elementary school kids.
Oh, that's a nice memory.
Come on, me and all my high school girls, man. We had Dorothy. We had Toto. We had Glinda. We had the Scarecrow. We were a good crew.
Was it Nipsey Russell?
It was not
Nipsey. Oh, he played the Tin Man. Never mind.
This isn't Scrubs.
When he gets drunk, they call him Tipsy Russell.
Nibbly.
He's prone to accidents. Good old Slipsy Russell.
Slipsy.
I can't stay on his feet.
Stop.
He needs more oil. No, the oil's making him slip. That's the problem.
Oh, boy. I think somebody slipped something in your drink.
Was it a Mickey? Did you bring me a Mickey? Is that what you're saying? You Mickey'd me?
No.
Okay. I don't trust you now.
No. I swear.
That's all right. I don't care. I'll get some good sleep.
Did you ever have a Mickey's Big Mouth malt liquor beverage?
Is this something you just made up? Mickey's?
No, I did not just make them. I don't even know if they still make them. It was... This is when I was away training for the Air Force. So, we're talking maybe 30 years ago when I was in Texas. And it was a malt beverage. It was a Mickey's Big Mouth. It came in a little green. It was almost like a Huggy contained bottle. That they were called Mickey's.
I see.
Anyways, moving on now.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I'm gonna listen to that one over again.
Just welcome to my brain.
Experience that story.
Yep.
You know what it was? It was the real hand movement in display of
to
saying
display
it like
what
a
I was talking
yeah,
about. Yeah,
that really drove it home.
You almost
for
thought I was
listening.
Italian for a second, right?
Oh my God! No, you don't. I don't. I almost said you were what?
What?
What did you say? Almost thought you were what for a second?
Oh, Italian.
Oh. Yeah, there. I don't know why it just popped in my head. Maybe because you did the hand movements and this guy can't move. I don't know, something. There's some like young comic in Texas that can't control his. He can't talk. That's what it is. But he has like a voice or a text to voice type thing,
okay.
And he like swipes and types really quick. But he's like hilarious. Like he was going on the show called Kill Tony, which is something that Tony Hinchcliffe does with Brian Redband in Texas. Used to be in L.A. But they give comics, like, 1 minute to kill. And then they either heckle the shit out of them or they, you know,
okay.
Joke around with them, whatever. But this guy is hilarious. And he can't talk. He's typing out responses and burns, and he was just, like, ripping on the dudes. It was very funny stuff, too.
That's hysterical.
It's awesome.
Good
I know.
For him.
I wish I knew the guy's name. I heard this on a podcast. That's amazing.
Wow. What's his affliction?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Laryngitis, maybe? Long-term laryngitis, LTL?
I don't think that's it.
Okay.
But is it something that's contagious?
I don't think it's contagious. Otherwise, no? He wouldn't be, you know, standing on a stage talking in front of people or not talking.
Is it something
that
I can get that you can get, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think you have to worry about it. But nevertheless, it's funny.
Well, I wasn't implying that maybe you should get it, but I might have been implying that maybe.
Can you slip me in Mickey so that happens?
Sure. I'll put it in your Mickey's big mouth.
Thank you very, very much, which doesn't exist.
Not anymore.
Do you know that for a fact? Did you look it up?
No, I didn't.
Did you
bing
it?
But I will.
Bing it. See what happens.
No, I don't bing.
Well, that's where you're missing out. Best search engine.
Do you seriously use Bing?
No, I don't.
Okay, then.
But
stop.
I actively promote it. Because this is sponsored by Bing.com.
No,
/
it is
not. I hate you, not I hate you.com.
No. No.
Dude, have you ever seen this story about that Canadian teacher with the big old giant fake tits? Like, no?
No.
You're not talking,
no.
So I don't know. Am I supposed
no.
to understand your breath? Listen, there was this teacher that's been, I don't know if it's a troll or what. But he's been, I don't know what they identify as, so whatever. But it's a Canadian high school teacher, wears this massive Z-cup prosthetic breasts in class.
Oh, God.
Like, gigantic fake boobs. And this has been ongoing for a while. And, you know, what are you going to do? They can't get rid of him. So, whatever. Here's a picture. Look what he looks like. It's ridiculous, right?
That's dumb.
Yeah, and it's even funnier. Dude's a fucking shop, or she is a shop teacher. So there were these giant Z prosthetic boobs around saws and all kinds
Why
of crap like that.
Why is he wearing prosthetic boobs?
I don't know. That's what they wanted to do. But this is why I think it might be a troll. Because this individual was recently put on leave, on paid leave. Because they discovered that she rarely wears those prosthetics outside of school. That's why I think it was just a massive troll job, maybe. I don't know if it is
that.
Or not. That's my. I think that's. If it's a troll job,
now that's
it's
funny.
Very, very funny.
That's super funny.
If it's not a troll job, then whatever.
I mean,
you know,
you're doing it in high school. It's not like you were doing it in like elementary school or something.
But it's very
but it's
funny
hysterical.
If
that
is a troll.
Wow.
Yeah, rarely wears them outside of school.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh, but it's ridiculous. Yeah, you can look it up if you haven't heard about this before. I can't remember what the teacher's name was, but you just find it. Just do like, oh, Kayla Lemieux. That's the teacher's name. Lemieux.
Wow.
French. Lemieux is French for giant boobs.
I don't know about that, but.
Large mammaries. Lemieux. Large mammaries.
Stop. I believe they still make.
Mammaries? Everybody's born
Mickey's
with them.
Fine malt liquors.
Can we get them locally?
Oh, now
if
you're.
If so,
whew.
Then. We will
probably
not only drink them on the next podcast, but we will request that they sponsor our show as well.
We'll reach out to them. Our people will call their people.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh, I think the old dog made it upstairs.
Yeah.
Stubbornly.
It takes him a while.
Goofball. Anyway, yes, that's a very funny thing. That's no longer able to teach, though, Kayla. Sorry, dude. Her, she. Yeah. Hey, you know...
jeez.
What? Well, did you, were you going to say something?
No, but you yelled really loudly,
well,
and
yeah,
it startled
I was excited.
That's a first.
That's a weird thing to say. So anyway, I've discovered another reason. You know I despise sweet potatoes.
I don't know why. They're
yams
delicious.
Summer and are they the same thing?
I don't think they are the same.
What's the difference?
But I think, I don't know. I would have to, I can say that at some point, I think I may have looked up that there was a difference, but I don't recall what it was. Hmm. And either way, they're close enough.
I see. Anyway, they're all garbage.
Oh my God, I love sweet
so
potatoes.
Gross. But another reason to despise them.
They're good
they're
for you.
They're fucking snitches. They recently were the reason somebody was charged with murder.
Well, they're not snitches because they can't talk.
It's their fault.
And if somebody committed murder, well, good. I'm glad.
You're glad that they committed murder?
No, I'm glad
that's
they got caught.
Up.
And if it was the fault of the sweet potatoes that
you know
they got caught,
that is?
Even better.
You just said you're glad somebody committed murder?
That's not what I said.
You're
that's
applauding
what you said.
Alex Murdoch?
That is what you said. Don't you go trying to put words in my mouth.
I'm putting words in your mouth, sister. Listen. No, there was a 12-year-old murder, a cold case in Massachusetts somewhere. Are you familiar with Massachusetts?
It's a state,
it's
right?
It's one of the states of America.
It's a small state, right?
It's not that small.
No?
It's not a Rhode Island small. I don't know how big it is, but it's not small.
Smaller than New York.
I think. I don't know.
Smaller than Texas.
I was really amazed that, you know that that train derailment thing in East Palestine, Ohio? East Palestine, I'm sorry, Ohio?
Yep.
I had no idea that place was so close. It's really close to Pittsburgh. Like, the thought is that, like, some of that shit running down river
downstream,
could like, hit Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I didn't think, I just didn't know where it was in Ohio, but it's really close. Anyway, in Massachusetts, there was this cold case, and they found DNA on sweet potato chips that this individual was eating. They were able to somehow trace back the DNA that they got off of sweet potatoes or sweet potato chips or something like that. And traced it back and connected this individual to a 12-year-old cold case murder.
Good.
It's not good.
So they're good.
No, they're not. They're
yeah.
fucking terrible. They're
no,
snitches.
They're not. No.
You don't even know if he's guilty. They just connected him with the DNA.
Okay. What more do you need?
Yeah, so don't say good, because maybe it's an innocent man.
But why was his DNA connected with a murder?
I don't know. What if somebody got murdered right here, right now? Our DNA would be on there.
No?
No, they wouldn't. We wouldn't spit, cry, sweat. Hair, anything. If two people came in here right now and murdered somebody else, they'd be like, we found your DNA.
But your logic is skewed. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Well, no, because this is our home, so obviously our DNA is here.
Correct.
So that is not going to necessarily mean that someone that was murdered in our home was murdered by us. They're going to expect our DNA to be here.
I see. Nevertheless, it could be the DNA of the murderer, though, even though it's ours.
It could be, sure.
Right. But it could not
when
be.
When I murder you.
Right.
Or not.
So his could be, too.
You don't know. You're completely circumstantial.
You. No, I don't.
You don't
I,
even know what you're talking about.
I would
about.
Never rely on
you
sweet potatoes for anything.
You don't have any details.
Would never do that.
No details.
No.
Sweet potatoes are incredible. So are sweet potato fries.
Garbage.
So are sweet potato chips.
Thanks.
They rock. Thanks. You suck.
You're sponsored by Big Sweet Potato?
Yeah. BigTato.com.
All right. So, what's next?
So, I'm super intrigued by health stuff and all that kind of nonsense, right? And
yes.
Studies and, you know, things making sense. And this one I don't really get. And I don't like these kind of articles, but I'm going to report on it anyways.
All right.
So the findings were that bisexual women may face a higher heart risk, higher heart disease risk, according to new research.
Bisexual women may risk a higher heart disease risk?
Yeah.
You didn't look into this?
Well,
because that's
know
a headline
what?
You should do, like, at least a couple paragraphs deep.
I mean, I did, but I feel like that's a really bad generalization, and that's a really bad headline.
Because well, headlines suck. We know this.
Right. So, and that's kind of how I feel. So, what I was saying is that, that bisexual females were about half as likely to receive higher heart scores than heterosexual females, largely due to, ready, nicotine exposure and higher body mass index.
Oh.
So they're saying that it's not necessarily because of being bisexual. It is because of other things that they are doing.
So they're essentially labeling all bisexual women as overweight and addicted to nicotine.
Yes.
It sounds like that's
they're
kind
saying
of,
that all
that's
of
an even
was
more weird generalization.
Together. Yeah.
Who did this study? The KKK?
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, I don't mean because they're white. I mean because they hate everybody except whites. They probably, I don't know what the KKK stance is on bisexuality, but it's probably not favorable.
So you're assuming that they are not favorable. Wow.
Do you
okay.
want me to Google that?
All right.
Does the KKK...
Anyways, the data was culled from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. And this was over like 9 years, right? It was 2007 to 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
It's, well, I guess.
Hey, you know what? Google does not let me search for anything that says KKK in it.
Does Bing?
You want to find out?
Let's see.
Go to bing.com.
That's B-I-N-G.
Capital B.
No O at the end.
Capital B. Let's see here. Does the KKK... let's just say bisexuality. I don't even know what that's. That's not even a sentence. Top five questions about the KKK. I don't think this is going to be what I want. It's not.
But it let you search for KKK.
Yeah, it does. So, and that's not. I didn't even turn off safe search.
What?
What? Yeah. So interesting. Look at that. Bing's all over the place, and Google is throttling the results, as they say.
Oh.
Throttle.
Oh, I think you may have just stumbled upon something.
Do you really think I've stumbled upon something that they don't want people searching for the KKK? I'm afraid, like, I need to get this off my phone now, actually, too.
I hope you were in incognito mode.
I was, actually. Of course I went IM on that one. This is crazy. I don't know if that actually worked, but I'm going to make sure that I do it if I'm looking up something that stupid.
I'm sure people randomly look up things worse than that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that's why they don't let people see that kind of shit sometimes, I guess. Although on Google, I don't know, isn't there some safe search stuff on Google, too? I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't look.
I'm not sure.
I don't search sketchy shit.
You should.
So I don't know. Fun. Why should I?
Why not? Because it's fun like that. We just had a question about something. We at least maybe we can try to find results.
Well, you kind of hit the question.
Get our curiosity piqued or tickled or rubbed or whatever it is.
Tantalized?
Whatever you do. Yeah, you can scandalize it, whatever. Tantalize, scandalize, aerobicize.
Fantasize.
It's only supposed to be three.
Sorry. I don't have three. It's as good as it got. That's it. That's all I got, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, there was also something, too, and I didn't read this, so this is health-related, though, too, is that the headline now says, fasting diets loved by A-listers, Kourtney Kardashian and Elon Musk, increases your risk of two silent killers. So now they're saying fasting can kill you.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, so
I've
didn't
never
look
been a
into
fan of that whole fasting
I'm
thing.
Now, but
I don't like it.
I don't know. I've heard so many good things. Your boy Huberman talks about the benefits of fasting. He's talked about that, and you trust him with everything.
I don't trust him with everything.
You have said if Huberman told me to do something, I'd do it regardless. I trust him that much.
You're probably not far off
right?
on that.
Creep.
He's like way smarter than me. So why wouldn't I listen to him?
Because you know what? He's got no street smarts. That's not true. Did you watch him when he was on Two Bears, One Cave with Segura? Did you ever listen to
I
that?
Did. Yeah.
He talked about his, like, when he was a kid, like a skateboarding punk
oh, yeah.
kid.
Oh, yeah. He's
into
totally.
All the time and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, he's so not, like, typical nerdy, what you would think of a
he's
neuroscientist.
He's, like, fully tatted up, like,
oh,
chest
yeah.
and all arms, uh-huh. but he never shows it. And he's like, does he do jiu-jitsu? He does something, too. Like
he does all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he's a,
yes.
I mean,
he's
other
a,
than,
he's
other
a
than,
very interesting
Other
individual.
Than being boring as fuck, he's a very interesting.
No,
person.
He's so not. I don't know how you find that boring.
It's just boring. It's too much detail, too much info.
Yeah, but he takes, like, really good knowledge, things that are useful, things that people should be interested in making your life better, your health, your wealth, your well-being better, and he puts the scientific end of things into understandable terms.
And stick it up a scientific end. It's boring oftentimes, most of the time.
Oh, boy.
There's too much. There's too much info.
There's not.
There is.
Well, you know what? It's not too much. Like, there are times where, like, I'll have it on, and a lot of times I'll listen to him when I'm running or I'm, you know, doing, like, mindless stuff that I have to do for work that I think I should really actually just be listening to him and taking notes. There's times I write, like, I will grab a scrap of paper and, like, write stuff down.
Oh, where's my pen?
I'm like,
protease inhibitor. Oh, I gotta look that one up.
Tonga Ali, there's lots of stuff you gotta really
wrestler.
Listen to. No, it's not.
Yes, it was. He was a wrestler in the 80s.
Nope, you're wrong. Anyways, Huberman rocks.
Huberman does not rock.
He does.
He will rock you to sleep is the only thing it's gonna do. There is no rocking going on. If this podcast is a rocking, it means Huberman's not on it.
Just saying.
boy, anyway.
Not like that crazy guy Jordan Peterson. Did you ever listen
to
him?
Yeah, you know what? I have, and I can't. he's like the Canadian Huberman, I guess.
No,
like I'm joking. He's very, very smart, but I don't know. I don't like listening to him either.
I feel like he just likes to talk a lot. Like he gets rolling, and he'll just go on and talk. And I feel like he could talk for like a half hour, and then at the end, I could give you like a 2-minute. Summation
That's
of what he just
Huberman.
Said,
like Huberman,
and
I
you'll get just as much, like all of the basic information.
It's the same thing I talk about with Huberman. Like you don't understand it. I could listen to Huberman talk for 2 hours and then say, "What? Oh, I have to take vitamin D. Thanks, man." That's exactly the level I need to know and hear and want to hear.
Oh God, no!
Oh, I should run or
you
exercise.
You are so missing
got
it.
Got it.
No, you're so missing everything.
No.
Ugh.
At the end of that podcast, there should be a 2-minute piece where anybody who doesn't want to listen to all that nonsense can go and be like, "Hi, it's Andrew Huberman. Here's a summary of the podcast. It turns out you can eat fish 3 times a week and it's really good for you. Probably not more. That's it. Thank you for listening. Bye."
But why?
Because that is all the information that I need to know about that. I don't need to know that you're going to get fucking iron poisoning or something if you have it too
much.
But
you need to know what kind of fish.
No, I don't.
You need to know how it impacts other parts of if you're taking different supplements, you need to
then
know.
Tell me not to eat fish. If I have to consider all that stuff about it, just say don't eat fish.
Well, no, because if it doesn't do this or that, why wouldn't you?
I'm not listening. No.
And
it's
if
the
you're
same,
working out,
you're arguing
you need to
the
listen
same
to
thing
him
that I do.
And Andy Galpin, because Andy Galpin is the GOAT, and he can tell you everything you need to know, like as far as recovery and maximizing everything.
What is he the GOAT of? I've never even heard of him.
That's because you got to be in the know to know. And
well,
clearly
I'm asking
you're not.
You. I don't know.
Exercise science.
Yeah. Science is exercise.
No.
Boom. Done.
Nope.
Done.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Ugh. How are we married?
Hmm.
You don't even get me.
I found a thing. There's the phobia. I think I have.
Fear of Huberman?
No, but I found it on Uber Facts. Uber. Close. Are they related?
No.
Okay. It's called a telephobia, and that is not a fear of Dave Attell, the comic.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah, insomniacs. It's a fear of not being good enough. Right? As you yawn.
Good enough for what?
Good enough for you, honey. I strive to be good enough for you. That's what. Right. I know I can't. no, it's. I read it. I'm like, oh, then just someone.
You already
like
got the wedding band on. I mean, come on.
Got the what?
The wedding band.
Oh, I thought you said the wife band.
No, but
that's
I'm a little
weird
stuffy,
thing to call
so.
It.
Yeah, it's just the wife band. That's what I call it.
He's got
it.
A wife band on his finger. Shit. It's someone with this condition is terrified of making mistakes, and they tend to avoid every situation where they feel they won't succeed. So a telephobia can lead to anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem.
What?
That's me. It's 100% me. Are we keeping you up?
You and your silly phobias.
And imposter syndrome, for sure.
Okay, stop trying to find names for stuff.
Just I don't find names. They find me.
They find you.
Yeah.
That word sought you out.
So why is it
Where
so
did you find
listen,
this?
Listen to this.
Where did you find it?
Listen, hold on. Why is it so strange to think that our phones will direct ads to us or stories to us about stuff that we've talked about, right? So like, oh, my God, I was talking about Journey, and look, there's a concert coming here in March for Journey. And there's
But you've never used that word, so why would
no,
it feed it
but I've
to
talked
you?
About those other things, so why is it so hard to believe that it says, hey, this sounds like it'll be right up this cat's alley?
It's
and yes,
up.
I am talking about a cool guy from the 70s, the cat. Like you. Cat from, they're going to be like, listen, this is right up this cat's alley, man. We're going to tell him about a telephobia.
So what?
So what?
So how, what, so they attach a label to a bunch of weird shit. What does it matter?
Oh, so depression's weird to you. Huh? I'm not really depressed. It's the anxiety and the self-esteem that really hit me.
Dude, we all have anxiety. That comes with, like, adulthood. Oh, you're an adult now? Okay, anxiety.
Yeah,
hell, even before you become an adult, you've got anxiety.
I know. It's terrible.
I mean, that's just life.
I don't deal with it good. I deal with it better than I used to, I think, maybe. But it still sucks.
No, yeah, it sucks.
It's terrible.
But what are you going to do? Such is life, man.
Deal with it, man. That's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
That's
what
that.
We do.
I know.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? I'm ready. What am I ready for?
I don't know. What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Nothing? Something?
I don't know.
You don't know. This is a compelling conversation here.
Right? There's a snowstorm coming tomorrow.
No,
again.
There's not. Is there fucking really?
You don't know this?
No.
Ah, for the love of God, people. Do
for
you
the love
see?
Of God, why are we getting more snow? And don't, I can deal with a little bit of snow, but when you say snowstorm, that sucks.
Well, I just said a storm. I didn't say what kind.
It's a storm. Tell me a good kind of a storm.
You know what? To me, a snowstorm is good. I like snowstorms. I could have a blizzard tomorrow, and I'd be like, this is pretty cool.
Tell me your top three good storms, okay?
There you go.
They suck.
I just gave you one. I'm all about a blizzard.
Yeah, you're a blizzard. So what are we getting? What's this nonsense? We're getting fucking snow?
I don't know. Starting tomorrow in the afternoon, we get snow. And then, excuse me, it's been a long day. Sorry, people. Yeah, so it starts with some snow in the afternoon, and then it's supposed to go to, like, mixed precipitation, I believe they call it.
Does it seem like shit we got the other day?
I think so.
Ugh.
But depending on how quickly the front moves through is depending on how much snow versus mixed precipitation we get.
I see.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not the hammer. So, you know, that's what you get.
Speaking of
the
hammer,
amateur.
He's going to be doing the starting gun at the thing.
The Shamrock,
Shamrock
Run, baby.
Run, that's right. And
I might have to get his autograph. I mean, you might have to take my picture with the hammer.
I will take your picture with the hammer. As long as he's not trying to throw the hammer into you.
Throw it at you?
Listen. Stay away from his dick. No, but we
just for the record, if anybody knows, the hammer is just a weather guy. Our local Channel 2.
Listen.
But his last name is Hammer, so we call him the Hammer.
I think everybody calls
him.
He's
a good
the
guy.
His wife goes, "Y'all
he's
gonna
my
give
favorite
me that hammer tonight."
He's. I don't think. She might be from the
she
south.
She was a Southern
he's
Belle.
Not, I don't know about that, but yeah.
Her name is.
They live in
Marianne.
Hamburg, I believe. No,
she's from Savannah, Georgia.
She's not.
Okay. Google that.
You want to bet money?
Yes.
Okay.
I will bet money on that.
Okay. How much?
What do you want to bet? I'm right, so you can bet anything you want, and I'm going to.
How
win
do
that
I
money.
Find out where the hammer's wife is from?
Same way I did by Googling it.
You did not Google it.
All right.
Okay.
Look it up, dude. Anyway, we could go do package pickup this weekend, I think, too, if we're so inclined.
Yes, because we're doing the Shamrock Run, which is a local run. It's just short of 5 miles. It's an 8K race. Yeah. And it's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be terrible for me. I mean, like, I can run it. It sucks because I'm not doing bad with running because I'm running a lot. I'm still doing, like, 15 to 18, 19 miles a week,
uh-huh.
which is great consistently. But I'm so, like, I'm so slow compared to, like, even what I used to be, like what I used to consider slow. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, it's because you're
fat.
I guess you're, no, it's because your purpose has changed. Like you had a different purpose then than you do now,
I
when
guess.
It comes
Nevertheless,
to running. But
I'm just saying, it's gonna be a
yeah. But the important
me.
Part is you're still getting out there and doing it.
Yeah,
that's all that matters, right?
Yep.
And I don't even have any idea why we register for this race ever.
I
like,
don't know.
Ever.
Yeah, it's and always a fucking crap.
For whatever reason, I'm always drawn to sign up again. I don't know why. Because it is the suckiest race, and I say that strictly from a weather standpoint.
Yeah, it's usually pretty bad.
It is most of the times cold. And I don't mind running in the cold, but it's usually not just cold. It's usually cold, windy, rainy, and just down. It is just an atrocious
when
race.
When is that race? The 11th?
I don't have the calendar. Is it the 11th, 14th?
Maybe
I don't
one
know.
After that? I don't know. That'd be the 18th? Is
I don't
far?
Have a
don't
calendar
know.
In
we'll
front of me,
look.
But it's in a few weeks. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, we're, because on the 10th, right? Is that a week from tomorrow? Yeah. We're going to go to Helium and see Dan Soder.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Super exciting. Yeah. I can't wait.
It was too bad we can't get, like, season tickets.
I know. I wish they had something like that.
Right?
I would definitely do that. Like, even if it was just for, like, 12 events, like one a month or something like that, that you
can right, or you
get
from. Our amateur baseball team, you can get, what do they call them, flex packs, right? You can buy like 10 tickets or whatever
yeah,
and use
and
them for
whatever
games throughout the year.
Yeah,
like you could do something like that at a discounted rate.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because I feel like we spend a lot of time there at Helium.
If anybody from Helium is listening, put that in the suggestion box at work, please.
Yep.
From us. Sign our names. We do it in your handwriting, because it would be weird if you tried to do it, but sign our names. So it looks
you,
like it's
you could
our
call
idea.
It the I Hate You pack.
Maybe.
That would be cool.
We like it.
Yep.
We'll yeah, do that. If you're listening, please.
We'll have to tag them.
We have to go.
Where are we going?
I'm going to probably do more stuff here. You're probably going to go downstairs.
Yeah,
Sabres
I'll take
game
the
is on,
dogs
by the way.
With me. Ooh, sweet.
They started at 7.
I could use some relaxing Sabres game.
Hopefully it's a game that you can relax to. Because, you know, it's a little sketchy when they're doing terribly. It's not very relaxing. Dude, we went to the game
they
on
were
Sunday,
on a
though.
Streak,
but we,
though.
Listen, we yeah. have to wrap this up. We're super long, but when we went to the game on Sunday, it was awesome. So thank you. It was my birthday gift. I should say that publicly here, that you got those tickets for my birthday, which is awesome. And they were awesome seats, even though it was a little sketchy, because we were in the 300 section, which is the top section, which
but
is not
the
bad.
First row.
But we were in the first row, and there was just yeah. this little, like, half glass wall when we were walking, like, you know, you're walking, like, past
like,
people
I
to get your
really
seats.
Like, I felt
really
old in that moment. I was like, oh, like, that totally sketched me out.
For the first, like, half period, I was sitting there kind of sketched.
I was, yeah, I was clinching. I was holding on your arm. I'm like, ooh, I feel a little wheezy, a little queasy sitting up here in
I didn't
this spot.
Feel queasy. I just said it was anxiety for me. It was just like.
Yeah, it was a little uneasy.
Yeah.
Until you kind of get used to it.
But by the third period, I was rocking. I was standing up. I was cheering, applauding.
Well, that's because you were like 12 beers in and 3 shots.
That's none of that's true. I had no alcohol at that game. We had popcorn and coffee. What are you talking about?
It's true. There was no alcohol consumption. It was popcorn and coffee.
Yeah.
Not just any coffee, though. It was Tim Hortons.
Coffee.
Yeah. So it was an afternoon game.
It was
so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
Peace.
But I also hate you.
I know.
Go Bills, go Sabres.